This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. It was a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The question this hour is going to be whether Christianity and science can coexist. Can we coexist? I mean, you see the stickers everywhere. I would imagine if there's a sticker on your car, then we must be able to coexist, don't you think? I always love these conversations with people, though. Now, Dr. Troy Lawrence. Now, if you're from Boston, it's Troy Lawrence is going to join us. But if you're from the rest of the country, it's Troy Lawrence will join us after the first break here. Now, Dr. Lawrence is the author of Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life. He's also the foundation of Creation Ministry and the host of the Creation Ministry radio show. And I think Troy is a young Earth advocate, although I am not. But you know, he's the doctor. I am not. But I believe, and we'll find out when he comes on if he believes it, that we can creation. Listen, Christians who denounce science are nut jobs. They're denouncing God for all intents and purposes. God created science. God created all those. Like I said, I make it as simple as I can for you. God said, you know, Aristotle said, let there be light. I think he said, let you know, two parts hydrogen and one part oxygen equal water. And it was so. And then science figured it out and said, hey, guess what? Two part hydrogen to one part oxygen equals water. That doesn't mean that they created it. It means they just simply figured it out. Anyway. I don't like to carry stuff over from the show before. But this was one of those things that, like, really, really, really tinged me. And I think it shines to show the hypocrisy of the left. You know, when you're talking about Obama getting $400,000 a speech from those same guys that he was demonizing when he was president, the Wall Street fat cats, he doesn't seem to have a problem at all with it now. And you know what? It's almost twice as much money as Hillary Clinton got. You know, the 2016 Democratic, and the tongue isn't working here. See this? I need a little water. That's what it is. It's so dry it won't move. Maybe I can just get it from, yeah, right. No. What do you want to turn it into? A 6-hour show? Seriously? So Obama has agreed to speak at the Cantor's Healthcare Conference in September, and he'll be the keynote speaker. It's a one-day event, apparently, and these people say that Obama has signed a contract, but the company, a mid-sized New York-based investment bank, is waiting to coordinate with the former president before making a formal announcement. The spokesman for the former president didn't return a call for comment. The spokesman for Cantor said the firm is not in a position to comment just yet, but would not deny that Obama had agreed to speak at the firm for $400K. Now, news of Obama's speaking deal with Cantor, which had yet to be reported, comes as the former president on Monday made his first public comment since leaving office in Chicago. The president spoke broadly about the need for public service, studiously avoided any mention of the current president. Of course not. You know, I can't wait. I want to watch this play out over the next couple of months, weeks, whatever. And let's see how much he can stay out of it. Let's see how much he really just doesn't care anymore. Because even the Dems, high up in the party, are now saying he never cared about us. He cared about him. He didn't care about the party. He didn't help grow the party. He didn't really work to help to get anybody elected except for Hillary. Not hard, anyhow. Also, there's rumors that he's already signed a book deal. Now, his book deal is worth about $60 million. Think about that. And then former President Billy Clinton, as I lovingly refer to as Billy Bob Clinton, is a prolific speaker, and then by some estimates had earned well over $100 million in fees just for public appearances since leaving office. But like his wife Hillary, Bill Clinton's average fee of a little more than $200,000, about half of what President Obama will be commanding for his speech. $400,000. What does one say for $400,000? I can't even imagine. Well, what does one say for $200,000? It's just a matter of, it's the president. And where does it stop? And how much money are people willing to put out? I mean, I realize that for the people showing up at these events, this is like cookie jar money. I get that. But at some point, do we say, okay, this is obscene? This speech should be rated R just because of the amount of money that was paid? I know. The capitalist from the corner just spoke. No, that's not what I mean by that. I wish, yeah, listen, I'll go up for $400. You know, you can take all the other zeros away. I'll do that. And while Bill and Hillary Clinton frequently spoke to Wall Street firms, such as Goldman Sachs, unlike Obama, they were hardly at odds with the financial business during either of their times in office. So you have to admit it is kind of interesting that as Obama was out there speaking against these guys, calling them fat cats, calling them nasty, all of a sudden, they're his best buddies. Why? Because I got a check for $400,000 on the other end of that for him to speak. I still would love, I hope I remember at the time and I grab the speech. Because that's one of those things I just would love to see how that works out. Anyway, on the other side of the break, we're going to be joined by Dr. Troy Lawrence, and we're going to talk about, firstly, can Christians and science coexist? We'll be back in a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
I just saw it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. And there's about three other. I wish there were only three other. There's about 3,000 other shows and stations you could be watching, but you've chosen this one. And I always like to say that, for me, that simply shows me how high your IQ is. But I know that some of you would have a different thought on that. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you do spend with me on a regular basis. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's all kinds of stuff you can do up there. You can even drive my book. Yeah, no, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the things you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years, you're going to find out in the book. You don't have to hate any of them. Seriously. It's the labels the left gave us. The same people say that they hate labels, that we shouldn't label, that we shouldn't call people out like that. They do it, and all of a sudden it seems like it's the right or it's okay to do. Anyway, again, let's get right to it. You know, this weekend, I guess it was, they used to call it Earth Day. Now they call it, what, Science Appreciation Day or whatever they call it. Doesn't really much matter. It's still a bunch of hooey as far as I'm concerned. If you want to go back and get last night's show, I pretty much went through every one of their predictions and showed you how every one of their predictions didn't come through. Not a one. There's still people living in New York. You know, a third of the population across the globe has not been wiped out. We can still feed everybody. Matter of fact, we can actually feed more people now. So I don't know. And, you know, in the old days, in the Old Testament, when a prophet said something was going to happen and it didn't, they just simply stoned him, get him out of the way for the next guy. So anyhow, I want to welcome Dr. Troy Lawrence to the show. He's the author of Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life, and founder of Creation Ministry. Dr. Troy, again, thanks for being with me today.
It's an honor. Thanks for having me on your program.
You know, I love this stuff because, again, I'm not the doctor, I'm not the scientist, but I see some of the stuff and it just makes me nuts how the left is constantly pushing us to adhere to science, to believe in science, and yet really, when it gets down to it, they're not interested, right?
Well, science is a wonderful tool, but every time you hear someone say science that's, let's say, from the left or coming from an evolutionary point of view or an atheistic point of view, you have to put quotation marks around the word science because it's not science versus the Bible. It's the opinions of evolutionary scientists that put their interpretation on the empirical data that says XYZ data is therefore the Bible's wrong, and it's then bad to be white, bad to be a male, bad to be a Republican, all these buzz terms of the last 8 years. But that's what the mantra is to get, let's push it that it's science versus the Bible. And whenever we publish an article, let's say science proves man evolved or science proves the earth is 4.6 billion years old, therefore the Bible's wrong. Well, when you follow that article down to its grounding point, what is it hanging on? You will see every one of them is hanging exclusively on an opinion by an evolutionary scientist, and we all must realize that the term science is not a synonym for an evolutionary scientist.
No, and you know, I'm going to jump around a little bit over you because I've been waiting. There's so many questions I want to ask. I was watching last weekend about the Shroud of Turin, and they were talking about carbon dating. And I know that I think it was you or some or a few other people I've had on the show talk about carbon dating is not an exact science, is it?
Well, this is one thing fascinating about carbon dating, and that is we can count how many radioactive carbon elements are in a decedent. But now here's the point. The point is that all those who accept that carbon dating is a real dating method start with the assertion that when that creature died, it died with a full complement of radioactive carbon-14 and then through natural processes slowly decayed by half-life down to a trace amount. But something science has taught us, and that is that water is an excellent buffer limiting the amount of cosmic energy from coming in contact with the atmosphere and converting it from nitrogen to radioactive carbon-14. Look at this from this point of view. Every one of us has swam in the water, and we've noticed that the lower extremities deep in the water got less tan than those closer to the surface. Why? Because water filtered the amount of cosmic energy that from penetrating. Even NASA, when they plan on doing long space travel, the water for the astronauts will not be inside the hole. No, they're going to have that water around the perimeter of the space craft to protect the astronauts from harmful cosmic radiation. Why is this important? Well, on the second day of creation in the Bible, it says that God stretched out the universe, and thereby stretching out the universe, therefore stretched out and created the atmosphere with water below that became the seas and water above. This is written in Genesis chapter 1. How is this possible? Well, we know that when water is pressurized, such as a tightly compressed universe, And all cosmologists will agree that the universe was once filled with water, and the Bible does say that, that the earth was made from water and through water. Well, when you suddenly reduce the amount of pressure of water, it goes through a process called cavitation. And cavitation means that air that was once trapped in solution comes out of solution in gas. We see this every time you open a soda bottle. That fluid that was pressurized had trapped air bubbles in it. And when there was a sudden reduction of pressure, air came out and we see the bubbles. Even scuba divers, when they come up too fast from the ocean depths, their blood can boil, and it's called the bends, not from heat, but just a change in pressure. So when the universe expanded by natural processes in a violent means, this suddenly reduced the pressure of the water that surrounded the earth, and that caused the water to cavitate and form the atmosphere, water above and water below. Therefore, from creation until the global flood, there was a frozen canopy of water that surrounded the atmosphere and prevented or limited the amount of cosmic energy from penetrating to the atmosphere and converting nitrogen to radioactive carbon-14. So therefore, all life that existed and lived prior to the global flood lived in an environment of trace amounts of carbon-14. So when we test them today, it's not that they slowly decayed from a full complement. It's that they started with trace. So there is a fair argument why carbon-14 is not a valid dating method.
Yeah, again, I hear that from you, I hear that from others, but yes, I still hear how science, or scientists, or many scientists, swear by it or use it as a means by which they decide how old something is, whether it's something they find in the earth or what have you. They use it as, excuse the term, but they use it as settled science. Hey, let's talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I've got Dr. Troy Lawrence with me. He's the author of Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's jump right into it. I've got Dr. Troy Lawrence on the line with me. He's the author of Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life. He's also the founder of Creation Ministries. Now, thank you, Dr. Troy, for being with me tonight.
It's an honor. Thanks for having me on your program.
So let's go hit the biggies, right? We'll just see how many of these we can get through before we run out of time. You know, some of your critics say that you kind of use circular reasoning, like, you know, most Christians do, because the Bible said so is what we believe. But that is the simplest explanation. We don't, you know, Christians don't denounce science, correct?
Correct. That is the fundamental argument, is to indoctrinate the masses that it's science versus the Bible, that those who go by the Bible do not do science. And one of their tactics is to say all Christians use circular reasoning. They'll say the Bible is divinely inspired because the Bible says so. The Bible is the Word of God because the Bible says so. Look, the Bible never tells us to appeal to anyone's emotions to get them to believe, to appeal to anyone's feelings to get them to believe. In fact, the Bible directly says we are to test, we are to seek and verify. We can go out and study archaeology and verify that what the Bible says is true is true. We can look at a historical record and says a city existed here. Well, we see it existed here. Matter of fact, Paul wrote or said in Acts 18:19 that he reasoned them the gospel. That's using logic. That's using reasoning skills. And even Jesus said in Matthew 7, you must ask, seek, knock. There's no appeal to someone's tugging on emotions, because that's not foundational. That's not substantive. And even the Apostle John wrote in 1 John 4 that we should test every spirit. But look at this. The very thing that evolutionists or atheistic evolutionists accuse Christians of, that is circular reasoning, evolutionists do the very same thing. They violate the very same circular reasonings. And here's how they do it. They say the rocks date the fossils, and the fossils date the rocks. Matter of fact, quote, this is from Dr. Joe R. Rourke, quoted in the American Journal of Science, that's exactly what he said, quote, the rocks do date the fossils, but the fossils date the rocks more accurately. And if you go into a museum, in one section you'll see that it says the rocks are dated by which fossils are in those layers. That's how you determine the age of the rocks. Then you go to another section, you say it shows that the fossils are dated by what depth of the sedimentary layer they are in. That's circular reasoning. So it is not science versus the Bible at any point in the Genesis creation account and global flood.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. I say, you know, you're not understanding that. You're not studying. You're not really understanding what we believe in. Okay, so when you're with these atheists, and I've had them on the show, and I've talked to them when I'm out and about at events or what have you, I always say the same thing to them, and they get really, really mad at me. I always say, listen, you have to have more faith to believe what you believe in than I do to believe in God. It's just two totally different ways of doing things. You talk about circular reasoning. They always say it, and I actually have this DVD from a group of scientists I kept for a reason, because one of the scientists actually says in it, eventually he says it is, you know, it takes a lot of faith. You'll just have to take these things by faith, and, you know, you'll just have to believe us. It is so much faith going on in the video. And, you know, as I started to tell you, I won't eat up all the time saying it again, but if you think about evolution and what they say about evolution, there was nothing. There was absolutely nothing. If there was absolutely nothing, then where did the atoms come from? And how did they find each other in this vast nothingness? I mean, was there an intersection where the red light didn't work? I don't understand how they collided in this vast nothingness. Do you see what I'm saying with all this?
I do understand completely. The old notion was that in the beginning, nothing banged, and out of that nothingness came everything. But wise, astute, Big Bang theorists, evolutionists, realized that that's a violation of the first law of thermodynamics called the conservation of energy, which states that you cannot have a change in the total sum of energy and matter. So if you start with nothing and then have a sudden increase in the total sum, you are violating the first law of thermodynamics. So what the astute Big Bang theorists have rightly done is they have moved away from that theory that nothing banged. And they have adopted a new theory, and that is that, okay, in the beginning, then the energy eternally existed in a singularity. And then out of that singularity, there was a Big Bang. And this is supported by Dr. Higgs. He postulated in the 60s that if you collide energy, this is massless particles, into each other at the speed of light, well, then you convert the energy into matter. And this is a wonderful science that the Large Hadron Collider is able to verify that, yes, you can collide energy into each other and get matter. But what they fail to tell you is this, and so that's what they say is, well, then we know how it happened by natural processes, therefore there is no God. But what they don't tell you is that it took over 10,000-plus scientists and engineers to create this Large Hadron Collider. And they use super magnets that, on a per-scale basis, if they were the size of the Earth, they would be 100,000 times more powerful than the Earth's gravitational pull. And they use these supercomputers that take up entire warehouses to computate the data. And the amount of energy to operate the facility is enough energy to power 300,000 homes for an entire year. So you say, with all of this brain power, knowledge, and all of these resources, tens of billions of dollars, and all of this power, electrical power, and magnets, how much matter was generated from the energy? And the answer is 125 gigaelectron volts. Now, you say, well, what is that? So let me put this in lay terms. If you took a grain of sand and multiplied it by 10 to the negative 19th power, that means 0.000, you go 19 zeros, and then you finally get to a 1 behind the decimal. In other words, infinitely small. Multiply that by a grain of sand. That's how much matter was generated. So now here's the implications. To then account for all the matter, the sand granules on Earth, all the matter of the Earth, all the matter in the solar system, all the matter in the galaxies, all the matter in the universe, well, then you would need seemingly infinite knowledge, resources, and power. Unwittingly, in mankind's attempt to say there is no God, they have unwittingly established that only through God can account for all the matter in the universe. But here's back to the point where they say, in the beginning, energy existed eternally in the singularity. A, we observe energy is not eternal. It wanes, waxes, cools off. Everything obeys the second law of thermodynamics called entropy. So they violate the second law of thermodynamics by saying energy eternally existed. So they had two options. Either they violate the first law or they violate the second law. Either one's a violation.
I love this. This is like the new politics, some people, right? You just violate all the laws just to make it happen the way you want to. I mean, scientists, you know, these guys were always considered the people of integrity in that part of our lives. So it's just amazing to me how much fighting they're doing. And frankly, you know, we could move into global warming in a minute, but when you talk, I'm sorry, climate change. You move into climate change, it's the same thing there. They change things as they go. They're afraid of losing grant money. So science isn't pure and you know, I won't say simple, but it isn't a pure and simple way for them to tell us what's going on. They have to look to the government and say, how much money will I lose if I publish this, right?
Well, that's correct. There's a lot to be said about climate change. One, if you have an entire Earth covered in a global flood, you're going to be heading into an ice age. And that's what happened after the global flood, is that the entire Earth went into an ice age. So that the ocean levels sunk down because the polar ice caps absorbed the ocean levels. And this is why there's a continental shelf that connects every continent together. So people just walked along the continental shelf. But we've been on an ever-trending warmer path since the ice age from the global flood in Genesis.
Yeah, I've seen many reports. I've read many reports on how much of an actual temperature change there was. And it's negligible. It really is. It's a matter. Again, it's funny how people go looking for it. We're science. I don't know if this is the way it works, but we'll talk about it after the break. Do you go looking for the result you want, or do you go, you go do your experiments and see what result you get? We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Dr. Troy Lawrence will be with us when we return.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions, so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get back to my guest, because, you know, I don't like to waste a lot of time, especially when we've got such an interesting topic at hand here. Dr. Troy Lawrence has joined me. He's the author of Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time in Life, also the founder of Creation Ministry. Dr. Troy, thanks for being with me today.
Sure, it's an honor to be on your program. Thank you.
So, we were talking, you know, during the break, which you brought up something that I wanted to come back around to, because I think it makes a lot of sense, which is how did, you know, we always joke about, how did life come from nothing? I've always joked and said, look, even if I wanted to believe in evolution, how am I supposed to believe I came from a tree? You know what I mean?
Correct. So the topic of that, the origin of life from nothing, is called abiogenesis. And we can use the scientific method first before we get to what are the odds that life can come from nothing. So when you look at the scientific method, is what do you observe and what do you test? All that we observe is that life comes from a prior life. And all that we observe and test regarding the DNA that governs all life is that it exclusively comes from the DNA of the prior life. That's what we observe and test. So from the scientific method, we cannot draw the conclusion that at some point in the past, life came from nothing, because it's never observed and never tested. The scientific method excludes us from coming to that doctrine. But the scientific method allows us to say at some point in time in the past, all life and the DNA for life came from an eternal being, because we observe that life comes from life. That's what's observed. So now let's work on abiogenesis. What are the odds that life can come from nothing? So when you go through, you say evolution, what did it start with? Well, we came from primates. Well, what came before that? Amphibians. Well, what came before that? Fish. Well, what came before that? When you finally get back to the single cell amoeba or organism in the primordial ooze, you say, well, what came before that? And they'll start off with, well, the rains came from and landed on the rocks. The minerals in the rocks formed a complex pool. So essentially, life came from rocks. Wouldn't you know, in Jeremiah 2, verse 27, God says, those who say a tree is my father or a rock gave me birth, they have turned their back on me. It's idolatry. So now let's get into the science of this. So the odds are, we're talking about amino acids. What are the odds? We're not going to even worry about life, but what are the odds of 20 amino acids forming a chain to form one protein? Well, the single protein is around 150 long amino acids. So you would say, all right, so 1 in 20 times 1 in 20 times 1 in 20 for 150 long, that's the odds of forming one protein from a pool of amino acids. And it's 1 in 10 to the 195th power, very remote odds. Winning the lottery is 1 in 10 to the 7th. But now each of those proteins has its own genes. Genes are the nucleotides, A, G, C, T. And they're a chain of 1,500 long. So you say, well, okay, so there's four nucleotides. What are the odds of those four nucleotides forming a genetic sequence 1,500 long to form the gene for that one protein? So you would go 1 in 4 times 1 in 4 times 1 in 4 for 1,500 long. And the odds are 1 in 10 to the 903rd power just to form the one gene for that one protein. Unfortunately, there's 250 to 500 proteins in one single cell. So you can see how remote the odds get. Now, there's a doctor by the name of Borel, and he calculated that anything with the odds greater than 10 to the 50th power is deemed mathematically impossible. And so that's how problematic this becomes. But it even gets worse, because for cellular reproduction, it has to go through a process called mitosis. That's cell division. So a cell will only live for hours or a week. So, and we know that oxygen and UV rays degrade the cell and kill it. So in an unprotected environment, such as a complex pool of amino acids, a cell is going to live a very brief amount of time, one couple hours to a week at the max. How long, by random unguided chance, did it take to evolve the genetic information to learn how to go through cellular mitosis for reproduction? It's impossible. That's the remoteness of saying life came from nothing, when the scientific method states that there's something obvious and simple and that life came from life. And that's exactly what the Bible says, is that God begot Adam in his own image, in his own likeness, and he breathed in him the breath of life.
I wanted to get some other stuff, but I really want to hit global warming, because that seems to be the topic of the day, topic of the century, and how the damage we're doing to the earth and what have you. And I'm not the science guy. I have no doctorate. I have no anything like that. And I sit here and think to myself, how is it they even know how much damage we're doing with the little amount of time that we've been recording temperatures? And you and I talked a little bit during the break, and I said, look, if the Earth is billions of years old, like scientists say it is, and they've got maybe 1,000 or 1,500 years of understanding what our temperatures were like, what the changes were like in the climate, that's not even something a real scientist would use in coming up with a theory, would they?
Well, that's correct. So this is a spin on evidence. So what they want to postulate is that mankind is the cause, that we are the cause of this global warming trend. But what the, you know, when you get in a plane and you fly out of your densely populated city, you quickly realize how minuscule we are on the surface of the earth. You have to travel through vast land of vacant, barren land to, like, let's say, get from Dallas in Texas to Los Angeles with not much in between. We are very minuscule on the surface of the earth. And when you realize that one great volcanic eruption produces more particulates in the air than the entire industrial revolution combined puts in the air, you start to realize how insignificant mankind is and how we are not the cause of any global climate change. But the reality is the Bible directly says that the sun will scorch mankind, that the sun will heat and increase in heat and scorch the earth. And that in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, it says there's intense heat coming. So we've been on an ever-global warming trend from the Ice Age, but it has nothing to do with man. But what's going on is you have left-wing proponents that are not loving the Bible. So any way we can get away from the Bible, then let's do it. So global warming is a result of man. There's no trend that is a natural process of tidal friction. So it's a war for truth, and it starts with the battle in the beginning.
Look, I saw something. I don't know how true it is, but it made a lot of sense, which was the amount of pollutants or chemicals that were put in the air by Mount St. Helens over a 2 or 3 day period. If we left every car running on the face of the planet for 10,000 years, we couldn't come near what was put out in 2 days. I mean,
The truth is that we're minuscule on this earth.
Yeah. How full of ourselves are we to think we can do that much damage? And that is not a statement to tell people you can do whatever you want to the earth and it's okay. Not by any stretch of the imagination. It's just saying we don't have the effect that people think we do, you know? So we've only got a couple of minutes, and I want to hit on something that I talk about a lot, but obviously you're a lot smarter than I are in this area. That is the transitional fossils. Should we not have transitional fossils if we've been going from, you know, ape to human and, you know, that missing link they've been looking for millions of years? But in every species, right?
Well, we just look at the fossil record. What does the fossil record tell us? The fossil record tells us that everything was once larger. Everything. In you name any species, any kind of life, it was always larger. Except for humans, we're the only ones who went incongruous to the entire fossil record. No. Whenever you hear an alleged transitional fossil, it's of something that became smaller today because oxygen concentration decreased in the atmosphere because oceans limit vegetation growth, so therefore the oxygen concentration in the atmosphere is reduced, which caused all life to have to adapt, live less, become smaller, and that's what happened. We didn't become bigger until modern technology and advancements in medical science that is prolonging life only on the recent time scheme. No, everything adapted to reduction in oxygen, and we became smaller over time, and the fossil record proves this.
I would beg to differ with you. I don't think we became bigger until McDonald's opened its first restaurant. That's when I think we started to become bigger. But
there you go.
All right, doctor, tell people where they can get your book and learn more about you and more about your writings.
Sure, you can go to my website, creationministry.org. We are a nonprofit organization, so we also are, you know, listener supported, but you can get my book and learn the science and scripture that supports the plain reading of the Genesis creation account and global flood. It is science in the Bible in complete harmony. This book will blow you away and change your paradigms and challenge you.
Well, I appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do, and we'll put your information out there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Next hour, we're just going to do a smorgasbord of information and of stories. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.